Reinhard Bonnke was just recently speaking at the new chapel opening up at Regent's University, who has touched so many people. I mean, well, Regent University has, and so has Reinhard. But he said, listen, he said, do you have backbone or do you have wishbone? Do you have backbone or do you have wishbone? And so many people really have wishbone. Oh, I really hope. I wish. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish it would have, you know. And we just really don't have left the faith of understanding that, you know, from the time of John the Baptist till today, that the kingdom of God has been advancing, but it's forceful men that lay hold of it. And it's just really, it takes effort. It takes energy. You cannot put God and his kingdom on a Sunday between 10 and 10:45 a.m. and then go back to your life and think that, that anything is going to happen in the kingdom. You're going to have, we're going to have to give, we don't only give God our tithes and our offerings. We give him ourselves. We give him our strength. We love him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and body and strength. That's what he tells us to do. And it takes effort and energy. When you look back at those who've walked in the faith historically and done awesome things, they've sweated. Their bodies are tattered and torn because they physically thrusted themselves in the harvest and took the tatter and the tear and all the things that happen when you begin to forcefully advance the kingdom of God. You know, I think of William Booth, the founder of Salvation Army. This guy shook the world. Yeah, I mean, it's Salvation Army. It was so powerful back then that today it still lingers, but it's not what it was. But when it was what it was, kings asked William Booth to come, and they honored the church, and the church marched boldly down the streets of the cities, and they would sing a song that said, "Onward, Christian soldier, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ, the royal master, leads against the foe. Forward into the battle, see his banner go." I mean, it's like, today you hear songs like, "Kiss Me, Be My Bride." I mean, you know, and Jesus is, but he's also a warrior.
That's right.
He forcefully advances his kingdom. There's multiplicities. He's multidimensional, and we've left the dimension of saying, get some backbone and get rid of the wishbone, and let's get into the harvest field and begin to say, you know, onward, Christian soldier, marching as to war. Now, I'm not talking about physical war. I'm talking about spiritual war. And what they did was they marched in and gave a thirsty man water, a hungry man food, a naked man clothes. They built churches. They did whatever it took, and they literally had ranks. They went in and marched in ranks and just said, okay, you're going to go there to take that hill by setting up a church, and you're going to birth one here and birth one there. And the second part of that song, it says, at the sign of triumph, Satan's host doth flee. On then, Christian soldier, on to victory. I mean, that doesn't sound nothing like, you know, the things like, waves of glory, waves. And I'm cool with that. I love that. But at some point, and this is where the men are, by the way, waiting for this to happen. Are we going to do something here? Are we going to march on as a Christian soldier? And he goes on and says, hell's foundation quivers at the shout of praise. Brothers, lift your voices, loud your anthems raise. And then again, it goes again, onward, Christian soldier, marching as to war with the cross of Jesus going on before.
When I hear you say that, I think about the men's event where we've been at and worshiping nothing but men, and they're singing, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God."
Yes.
You hear that roar, sound.
Fortress. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, that's just surrounding. You know,
and the men let it rip, don't they? They're like, man, they're like,
oh, my goodness. I'd take them. I'd love them and give them worship. They just go after it.
Right.
William Booth and his soldiers, they had two coats that they wore, one for marching and one for preaching, because the one that they went with marching, sometimes people would throw eggs and they would spit at them. Mm-hmm. Today's church would run away, and when one of his soldiers was about to wipe the spit off of his face, he reached his arm to him and says, no, Don't wipe it off. You'll be wiping off your medal. You'll be wiping off your medal. It's like the honor.
And today's church would say, this must not be God because I have egg on my face.
Exactly. Wow. Exactly.
I'm telling you, this is what it's going to take. You know, and God has to grace us with that grace. That's like, okay, we've been feminized. You know, we've been feminized. I think it happened since the 60s. And all of a sudden, you know, men were ran off in the 60s and they were saying they were insignificant and you don't need to be married anymore and all these different kind of stuff. But now they're blaming all the fathers for everything. It's like, hey, you sent us away in the 60s and now we're everybody's fault. You got to help us out right here.
I thought it was me when I was singing, you know, I am a flower quickly fading. Yeah, right. Gone tomorrow. Wait a second. I'm a flower.
I'm a flower quickly fading. Yeah. A sloppy wet kiss. You know, it's time. Yeah. It's time. I mean, you know, not has its place, but listen, if we're not marching on as a Christian soldier, as to a spiritual war, forcefully advancing the kingdom of God and joining, you know, the John Alexander Dowies, the Mariah Edders, the Evan Roberts, the Charles Parnums, the William Seymours, the John G. Lakes, the Smiths Wigglesworths, Amy Semple McPherson's, Catherine Kuhlman's, and William Brannan, Joe Cole, A.A. Allen, and all the ones of today. It's time for us in our generation to be that one that says, here I am, send me.